Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Dalet. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph. We are on the fourth to last line of page 224. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, Chabushim, which is quinces, O Gindash, which is cherries, O Vradim, which is roses, Ushar Mine Peros Vasavim, and any other type of fruit or grasses, Shemirachim Midvash, that we spice them up with honey, we sweeten them with honey, HaPeros Vasavim Heim Iker, so the fruit, the grasses, they are the Iker, Vahadvash Tafel, and the honey that's sweetening them is considered Tafel, Afilu Heim Kisushim Biyoser, even if they are very chopped up, they are still the Iker. Hilkach mevarich al chavushim v'gindash bari priya eitz. Therefore, the brach on the chavushim and the gindash will be bari priya eitz. V'al asovim bari priya adama. And on the grasses, the brach will be bari priya adama. V'al shalvradim bari priya adama. And the roses as well will be bari priya adama. So that's the mechaber. When we have these fruit or vegetables that are sweetened by honey, so the ikar is the fruit or vegetable, the honey is a tafel, no bracha on the honey. The Rama says, "V'chol mirkacha she'im briyim regilim bo, any mixture that healthy people don't normally eat, ela l'rufua, it's really a food that's only eaten for healing purposes, so mevarachin olav shahakol." Says the Rama, anything that you're eating that's normally not for healthy people, it's for sick people, but you're eating it's them, the bracha on it will always be shahakol. So the Mishavura says in Sifkata nun alav heim ikar, we said again, these fruit or vegetables that are being sweetened with honey, the fruit or vegetables are the ikar. The hadvash eino ella hechsher ledavar hamerukach, because the honey is really only there as a preparation for the item that's being sweetened. Shemal shiro umisakno laachila, it prepares it, it gets it ready to be eaten. V'chein shkedim hamechupin v'tzukar, and so too almonds that are covered with sugar. Av shehem mechupin legamri, even if they're totally covered with sugar, mevarich borei pri haetz, the bracha is borei pri haetz, the av sheh tzuker harbe me'apri, even if there's more sugar than there is fruit, hapri ikar, the fruit is the ikar. So here the Mishavur is discussing an almond that's covered with sugar, but in the notes in the back, which we're not going to read, we'll just speak out a little bit, in note 39, they touch upon chocolate-covered fruit, chocolate-covered nuts, and the basic idea over there, we once discussed it, is Rav Moshe Feinstein holds, by chocolate-covered raisins, you make two brachos. You make a shahakol on the chocolate, and then you make a ha'etz, ideally on something else, but you try not to have in mind the raisin when you make the shahakol on the chocolate, then you can make a ha'etz either on something else or on the raisin itself. Rav Moshe holds there are two brachos. Other poskim seem to say there's one bracha. It depends what is the ikar to you. If there's not one clear ikar, it goes by what's the rov. So that is the discussion in the poskim in the back of the sefer. It's discussed in note number 39. Sefkata nun beis kisushin biyoser. So we said even if these fruit or vegetables are ground up a lot, the bracha still remains bari priya eitz or bari priya adama. Dafka shen nikur mahuso vetaro. Dafka, when they're ground up, it is still nikur exactly what it is, what the form is. Aval im nimoach lagamri, but if it's totally melted down, at shen nivsa tsuraso haatzmi, that you can't even tell what it is, the whole tsura of this fruit or vegetable is totally gone, mevarech lechatchila shahakol. Then the bracha is shahakol. Like we learned earlier in Siman Reish Beis of Zion in the Ramah, Ayin Sham, Va'ayin La'el Siman Reish Gimel of Zion in Mishabura Sham. There we discussed if the item that's being chopped up is a spice, and the normal way of using that spice is by chopping it up all the way down until it's a powder, you still make the bracha of Bayer Piradam on the spice, because that's the way you normally eat it. But if it's a fruit or vegetable that's not normally chopped up, so then if you chop it up so you can't see it anymore, you can't see what it is, then it turns into shahakol, and that's what we're discussing over here. If it is totally ground up, these fruit or vegetables will be shahakol, but if they're only cut up, kesushin biyos, like the Mechaber says, but they're not nimuach lagamri, then they retain their bracha of bari pri adama or bari pri aitz. Sivkotun nun gimel vradin bari pri adama, the bracha on the sweetened roses is bari pri adama, hainu rosin. This is referring to roses, b'lashon Ashkenaz. The afagav the pre-eitzim, even though roses really are considered a pre-eitz, shegedelim al ha'ilon, they grow on a bush, they grow on a tree. Mikol makom kevan she'enon ikar ha'pri. Since these roses, we'll see exactly what part we're discussing, they're not the ikar pri. The zera shelahem heim ikar ha'pri. the seeds of the rose bush is the ikar pri. Ha'olim shemirachim osam him aprachim, and the leaves that we're sweetening, they are the flowers. Al kein mevarach bari pri adama. So even though it grows on something that's really a tree that would warrant a bari pri eitz, like we learned many times, if it is not the ikar pri of that tree or that bush, the bracha is downgraded to adama, and that's these leaves of the roses that we're discussing over there. You sweeten the brachas bari pri adama. V'chein al ha'loindera v'lishan Ashkenaz, whatever that is. Mevarech bari pri adama, the brachas bari pri adama. The afal pi shahaluindura gedelim be'ilun, even though these things as well grow on a tree, the ikara pri heim good gedonios, hashechoro shegedelim be'ilun. The ikar fruit over there is the good gedonios that are black, that grow on that tree. Vidome mamish ludin vradim. It's exactly like the vradim, there is the ikar pri, but here if we're discussing the non ikar pri, the bracha is bari pri adama. Now the Mishavura says a very important thing. Tiyim Tomer, and if you're going to say, Kevan devrodim lo chazya l'achila, since roses are not fit for eating, lo chayin v'lo mevushalim, not raw and not cooked, ele im kein he mevushalim im dvash, the only way they are edible is if they're cooked and they're sweetened with honey. So im kein havelei dvash ikar, it's totally inedible. So one might ask, so the bracha should be on the dvash, because dvash is the ikar, the dvash is giving it taste. Says the Mishabura, that's incorrect. Yeshlomer, the other rabbi, the opposite is true. Kevon she'ikar tikun havrodin la'achila einu elim dvash. Since the main way of preparing the roses for eating is bedafka through honey, havilei dvash tafel. So that makes the honey into the tafel. Sharei einu go el hachshu aver la'achila. That is the only thing that gets the rose ready for eating. So the rose is the ikar. This is the way you eat it when it is sweetened. So the sweetening agent, which is the honey, is purely a tafel, and the vered, the rose itself, is the ikar. And then he says, it's similar to fruit that are not able to be eaten raw, that after you cook them and you made them edible, so now you make the appropriate bracha. So the same way that the roses are inedible until you sweeten it with honey, it gets the bracha of the rose, which is bari pri adama. So too, by any other fruit that's inedible raw and you cook it, it gets the bracha in its state of being cooked. Ve'ein anu omrim, and we don't say over there, shi'yivarech aleim shahakol. You cook a fruit or vegetable, and you made it edible through the cooking. We don't say the bracha shahakol, mipnei shamayim hamuvloim behem echshirim la'achila. We don't say over there that the water made it edible, so the bracha is going to be on the water, going to be shahakol. So the same way when you cook a squash, it's not edible when it's raw, you cook it, and now we make a bracha bari pri adama. We don't say the water made it edible, so you make a shahakol. Here also, the vered, which was inedible till you put it in the dvash, we don't make the bracha on the dvash, we only make a bracha on the vered. Now this pshat of the Beis Yosef says this comparison is really not pashut. The Chacham Tzvi argues very strongly, and he says, what's the comparison? I'd like to read what the Chacham Tzvi says. He writes, he's Toma, Eich Evsher Lidmos Dvash L'mayim. How could you compare the honey that's sweetening the rose to the water that's making the raw fruit or vegetable edible by cooking? Shedavka b'mayim omru kein, davka by water, we say when you cook it, it gets the bracha of the fruit or vegetable. Mipnei she'ein lohem tam machmas atzmon. Because they don't have a taste on their own. Elohem mekablim tam me'amachal shemisbashel besochem. The water doesn't have a taste on its own. The water gets the taste of the fruit or vegetable that's being cooked in it. The water is only there to soften it up. The water is there to make the fruit or vegetable soft, so therefore the water has no shaychus. Therefore the bracha on the food is not going to change because of the water. Which is not the case by the honey. The honey is actually giving the taste to the food. So over here, the honey is giving the taste to the veret, so maybe the bracha should be shahakol because of the honey. Over the, you're comparing it in the Mishabura, based on the Beis Yosef, that the water doesn't get the bracha when it's cooking the squash. The water doesn't give a taste to the squash. The water just softens the squash, so the squash is able to be eaten. The water doesn't add any taste to it, so therefore it's purely a squash. That's why it's adama. But over here, the veret on its own doesn't have any taste. It's only the honey that makes it edible, so maybe the bracha, shetakev mishakel. That's a question the Chacham Tzvi asks on this Beis Yosef. Vayter in the Mishaburis of Kotan Nundalid. This Mishabura is going on the Ramah. The Ramah says a surprising psak, as we'll see, we don't really hold this way, but if one is eating something for refuah purposes, he'll always make a shahakol. Hatam, the reason is, the after nana, even though he's being nana from this item that he's eating, ein ze ikir hana'ah, so that is not the ikir hana'ah. Kevan she'ein habriyim regilim le'echol oso bekach. Since healthy people are not normally eating it this way, sha'omed rak l'refua. Since it is omed l'refua, it's not the normal way of eating it, healthy people normally do not eat it, the bracha is downgraded to shahakol. But the Mishabur writes, it's a katan nun hei v'ayim v'bedek habayi shekosav. Sherov ha-poskim cholkim al-zeh. Most poskim argue on this. V'chein hiskimu ha-achronim d'tzaruch levarich olav bracha ha-ru'uyelo kevan she'al kol panem nene. L'maisa, whatever this item is that you are eating, even though it's normally eaten by people that are sick for refuah, but it's a regular food, it grows on a tree, so you will make a bracha of borei priyaitz. It doesn't matter that it's normally eaten for refuah. It does not change the bracha. Unlike the Ramah, the poskim say, it retains its regular bracha. Continues the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Beis. Kol shehu ikur v'imo tfeila mevarech al ikur poter es ha-tfeila. Anytime you have an ikur, you have a main ingredient, and with it you have a secondary ingredient, we make the bracha on the ikur, and that patters the tafel. V'chol davar shema'arvin oso ledabik. Anything that is mixed into the ingredients to keep things together, or to give a good smell, or to give a good coloring to it, Harezu tfeila. So any ingredient that's only there as a binding agent to make it smell geschmack, to make it look colorful, all that is considered tafel. That's why licorice, although you look at the ingredients of licorice, there's flour in there, but it's only a binding agent, and the bracha on licorice does not become zonos, based on what we're saying right over here. Avol, im erev kedelitein tam betaroves. But if the ingredient is given there for taste, bedafka, into the mixture, harehu ikr, that becomes the ikr. Lufikach, therefore, mine dvash shemevashlim osam, types of honey that are cooked, v'nosim behem chelev chita, and you put in some kind of wheat fat, kedei ledabek, like the case we just said of licorice, you put in some kind of wheat in order to bind it together, v'osim mehen mine mesika, and you make licorice out of it, you make some kind of sweets out of it, eino mevarech barei mine mezonos, you do not make a bracha barei mine mezonos, mipnei shadvash hua ikar, in that case, the dvash is the ikr, and the wheat that's there is only binding it together. Says the Ramah, v'nira, it appears, d'hodim eirav k'dei loseis tam b'tarovashu ikr, that which we said, that if you mix together something in the ingredients to give taste, that becomes the ikr, haynu davka shiyesham mamoshes min adover shenosein tam v'dover chashuv. That's the afka, if the item that you're putting in for the taste has mamoshes and it is a davar chashuv. But if it's just spices that you're putting into the mixture, even though the spices are there to give taste, you do not make a bracha on those spices. The betelim b'mi'uta in their bottle, in their minority, even though they give a taste. Therefore, we make the bracha on the merkachas, which is the ikur mixture, and not on the spices that are added in over there. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav, ala ikur. The first thing the Mechaber told us in Sif Yud Beis was, if you have an ikur and a tafel, you make a bracha on the ikur, no bracha on the tafel. Ayin lekamon simin reish Yud Beis. Look ahead at simin reish Yud Beis. Sham mevur kol prate din ikur v'tafel. There we'll get into all the details of brachos on ikur v'tafel. Sifkata Nun Zayin goes in that which the Mechaber says later, that if you mix in one of the ingredients for tam, that is the ikur. Not if it's there for binding, or for smell, or for appearance, then it's not the ikur. But if it's there for taste, it is the ikur. Says the Mishabura, Hamogin Avram Ushari Achronim Eskimu. The Achronim agree, to Hudafka Bechameshes Mine Dagon. Dafka, when it comes to the five grains, Amrinan dehecha deboli tein tam. That's when we say when that ingredient of the five grains is there to give taste. Avshu miyatua ikur. Even though it's only a minority ingredient, but if it's one of the five grains, that becomes the ikur. Like we'll see later in Simon Reish Chesebez. Avul bishari minim. But other types of things that are given for taste, even if there is mamashas over there, if it's not mizonos, azlinan basaruba, we don't go by this ingredient that gives taste, we go by the majority ingredient. We said in the Ramah, in order to get the bracha of the item that's giving taste, it has to be this item that's put in has mamoshes. Ulafi askama sachronim kaniskar el according to the achron that we just mentioned is the kodan on Zion, af biyesh mamoshes, even if there is mamoshes, lo az linon basrayo rakbos aruba. If it's not mizonos, we don't go after it unless it is the majority. So we always go after the majority ingredient unless the one ingredient that's giving taste, which is a minority, is from the five grains, then it will get the bracha mizonos. But if the mizonos is only added in as a binding agent, a coloring agent, or a smelling agent, then it would not get the bracha. But if mizonos is put in, one of the five grains is put in for taste, then the bracha will be mizonos, even if it's not the majority ingredient. If there's no mizonos there, even if something is put in for taste, it will not get that bracha, it will go by the majority of the mixture. Continues the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber says, Kol davar shu mesupuk bivirchaso. Any item that you are mesupuk, what the bracha is, yivarech shakol. As we've seen before, you're not sure a bracha to make. Shakol covers everything, the bracha shakol. Says the Mishabura, Sifkotin Untes. Shu mesupuk, any item that you're mesupuk, what the bracha is, ayin la'el sov simen reish beis, Mishabura divar maskil v'im. And we read note 25, gives us a little summary of what we said, very important. There we said, Shalom nemar din zeh ela achar shalomad. It's only true that when you're not sure what bracha to make, you make a shahakol, if you are up on your hilchos brachos, you know the halachos. But based on the halachos, you don't know what the bracha is. Ach misha hayo lo lilmav lo lomad, someone who should have learned the halachos, he didn't learn them, lo yochal ad sheyelech eitzel chacham shiilmad oso. Don't eat the food that you're mesupik about until you go and learn hilchos brachos. Don't just say, a random bracha could be shakal, it covers everything. That's only if you learned the halacha and you're still mesupuk. If you don't learn the halacha, go learn the halacha. Umisha lo lomad upoter es asmo bevircha shakal. One who didn't learn the halacha and he just randomly patters it with a shakal. The Elia Rabbah writes, b'shem that rizal, sherehu bichlal bur shekilulu chazal. He's considered a boor that Chazal cursed. So not pleasant things are said about this person who just doesn't know the halacha and he makes a shakal on anything he's mesupuk about. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kotan Samach, but someone who learned the halacha and he's still mesupuk what the bracha is, so he makes a shahakol. Says the Mishabura, why? Sivkot and Samach, the Bidyevid Yotze b'shahakol al kol davar. Like we learned, Bidyevid, you are Yotze with a shahakol on anything. Vikan kevan shemesupuk kidyevid dummy. Here you learned the halacha, you're mesupuk. That is considered like Bidyevid, you can make a shahakol. Mikol mokom im hudaver sheyachol lepacho toch asuda. If it's something that you could patter up by eating it during a suda, odiv tvei, it's better to have it during a suda. There are a couple of very important points here before we finish the simon. Number one is the Shaar Tzion and Os Memches. So the Mechaber just said and the Mishabura explained that if you don't know what bracha it is, you can always make a shakel. But Memches and the Shaar Tzion writes, however, v'im hu mesupik im hu pri ha'etz o hadama yivarech bari pri hadama. We just said this earlier. When you're mesupik, if it really is the ikar pri or not the ikar pri, if it's ha'etz or adama, then you go with the lower bracha hadama, because adama b'dyevet also covers ha'etz. That which we say you're mesupik about the bracha, you make a shahakol, that's only that part of the suffix is that it's a shahakol. There's a tzad that it's shahakol, there's a tzad that it's ha'etz, then you make a shahakol. But if it's just talui and ha'etz or adama, avada, you should not make a shahakol, even though b'dyevet it would work, you should make a hadama, because that covers hadama and ha'etz. That's point number one. I'd also like to read note number 46. So he said, if you have a suffix, you'll make a shahakol. Says note 46, ukishiyesh suffix kazeh. When you have such a suffix, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, she'ein holchin bazeh acha rov deyos kmo b'chol adinim. We don't go by what most poskim say. El afilu im hadeya ha-silveres she'mevarchin shahakol hu mu'etes. Even if the opinion that says the bracha shahakol is the minority opinion, me hadeyos ha-silveres she'mevarchim ha'etz. So most poskim say it's ha'etz or adama. Limited poskim say shahakol mikomokom mevarchim shahakol. So there's a suffix. It doesn't have to be a suffix ha-shakol that it's equal 50-50, it could be 80% of the poskim say ha'etz or adama, 20% say shakol, that will be a suffix, you will make a shakol. That is what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. However, the Kaf HaChaim argues. He writes, Shebemokum shelachol ha'poskim tzarech levarech, v'rak shenechlegu eiz abrach levarech, holchim acha rovdeos. When there's a suffix amongst the poskim, what bracha it is, so then you wouldn't just go with the shakol, you would go with the majority opinion, and you make that bracha, so that is the machlokas, the Kaf HaChaim, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and that concludes Simen Reish Dal, and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll begin Simen Reish Hei.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.